بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحديث الخامس عن أبي عبد الله النعمان بن بشير رضي الله تعالى عنهما وعنهم قال: سمعت رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يقول: لتسوون صفوفكم أو ليخالفن الله بين وجوهكم. The first chapter, hadith in this chapter, the chapter is about the importance of following the sunnah, to practice upon every sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and how important it is. Yeah, in this particular hadith also, one particular sunnah is referred to, and like in the previous hadith that we read, that the person, when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told him, eat with your right hand, and he said sort of sarcastically, I can't. In other words, I don't want to. It's not important to me. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, you won't be able to. And he got paralyzed. He could not lift his hand again ever to up. So like that, by not following the sunnahs, the consequences are also very serious and dangerous. Yeah, in this hadith also, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam informs us of a sunnah and the terrible consequences if we don't follow that sunnah. Abdullah Nu'man ibn Bashir radiallahu ta'ala anhumah, this sahabi, the parents of his sahabi were also sahaba, the narrator of this hadith. These are rare occasions where the parents were also sahaba. He was the first child born to the Ansar after Hijrah. He lived in Syria and later on became a leader of Kufa. Hazrat Muawiyah radiallahu ta'ala anhu then relocated him to Hams, that is in Syria, where he was martyred in the 64th year of Hijri. 114 hadith are narrated from him. So this narrator of the hadith, Nu'man ibn Bashir radiallahu ta'ala anhu, says, I heard Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saying that make sure that you make your sufuf, the steps in namaz, that you make them absolutely straight. And if you don't do so, Allah Ta'ala will cause differences in your heart. This unity will come. You will want to unite on falsehood, or you won't have any unity. There will be fighting, infighting between the people. Today we find, not only in the community, but in our homes also, we find great differences. Everywhere there are differences and we don't agree with one another. The cause of it is that we don't make ourselves straight in namaz. If we just have to think, now we all made our fajr with jamaat, who of us to care to see that my legs are on line? We see commonly good people, their legs are about 1 centimeter or more behind the line or in front of the line. In fact, it is so serious that one person, his own two legs are not in the straight line. One leg is a little bit in front, the other one is a little bit at the back. And that is why we find within ourselves also confusion, that we can't think straight. We don't know what to do because we have caused it. We don't stand straight in namaz. And the whole saf should be standing straight in one line. This is even more described in another narration, where we rewrite in the Muslim, كَانَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ يُسَوِّي صُفُوفَنَا. In another hadith in the Kitab of Muslim Sharif it comes, that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam himself personally should straighten the steps. That is, he should walk in the steps to make sure that they are straight. حَتَّى كَأَنَّمَا يُسَوِّي بِهَا الْقِدَاحِ. And how straight he should make the stuff? Like when you take a target in those days with the arrow and you want to hit spot on. Nowadays with the firearm and you want to hit bull's eye. So perfect you make your target. Like that, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam should take the effort of making the stuff so straight. And today we stand so crooked in our stuffs, whereas they should be made very straight. حتى إذا رأى anna qad aqalna anhu, until he made such an effort on this that he would be, that the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made sure that we understood this matter. That is, he paid great importance to, not just made an announcement or something, but he paid great great effort that we take it to heart, we take it to mind, that the saf must be absolutely straight. Thumma kharaja yawman, one day Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, after straightening the saf, he went forward now to make the imamat. Hatta kada an yukabbira, he was about to say Allahu Akbar, they commence and start with the namaz. Faraa rajulan baadiyan sadruhu, then he just noticed one person whose chest was a bit front. He wasn't straight in the line. Faqaal, then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam didn't start with the namaz. But he made an announcement and said, Ibadallah, O people of Allah, لَتَسَوُّنَّ سُفُوفَكُمْ, make sure that you make your stuff straight. O لَيُخَالِفَنَّ اللَّهَ بَيْنَ وُجُوهِكُمْ, otherwise Allah tabarak wa ta'ala will cause friction and fights amongst you. Today we have fights between brothers and brothers, family people, neighbors in the community, lot of disunity. The cause of it is here right in the masjid, that we don't make our saf straight. And just now, as I said, we made fajr all together. Each one asked, did I take the trouble to see if I'm straight on the line? Our musallas today have got the straight line. In previous the musallas, there were no line. It was just a plain musalla. And then to make it straight was not easy. It was very difficult. But now it's so easy, but we don't pay heed at all. Very fortunate will be that person who every time, especially the starting of namaz at least, when we get up from sajda after the first rakat, after the other rakat, our legs do move front and back. Just take a little look and make sure that our legs are straight in line. This is a very important aspect of namaz. In one hadith, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, فَإِنَّ تَسْوِيَةَ السُّفُوفِ مِنْ إِقَامَةِ الصَّلَاةِ, the perfection and the straight line, only then will namaz be done properly. If the surf is not straight, namaz is not done properly. Namaz is incomplete. It is not done properly. And today, generally, nobody pays attention to it. And it's a very important aspect of deen, for our deen, for ourselves, and for the community also, that we make sure that we take the trouble of standing straight. And the person next to us, both sides, we should also just pay a little attention. And then if necessary, just ask him to move a little front or a little bit back in a nice kind way, so that he does not take offense. But to make sure that the saf is straight is very, very important. May Allah give us all tawfiq to bring the whole of deen in our lives. We just got an outward form and we are happy I got deen in my life. But deen, we are still very far from deen, and then we expect the fruit of deen, the barakat of deen, but we haven't got that deen in our life. So how can we get the barakat and the goodness of deen? Allah make it that we realize it and we bring proper deen into our lives.